What's happening? And welcome to Wise Listener. A penny for your thoughts. Welcome to Red Tour Radio, sponsored by Do It All Tomorrow. Today is What Are Your Thoughts Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, and I'm your host, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of On Ice Aqua Design, broadcasting worldwide from Washington State, hosted in Florida. We're all entrepreneurs can be found on our homepage of doitallinthemall.com under the client section. Yes, yes. Penny for your thoughts. Find all the entrepreneurs under the client section as well as their websites and episodes on demand that you may have missed. And you can safely and securely shop online 24/7 through doitallinthemall.com for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you may be. And it's right at your fingertips. All you have to do is type in doitallinthemall.com. And there you go. You've got entertainment. Tonight, we're going to have What Are Your Thoughts Thursday. You are more than welcome to either call in and listen at 845-241-9985 and hang out with me. Go to the chat room and converse, or you can go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com and go to the Let's Do It Radio banner and just listen while you shop through the mall. And oh yeah, don't forget to follow us. Go to that little follow button and click on it and follow us, and then you'll know for sure when things are happening, what's going on. First, we're going to start with some housekeeping rules for when you call in. No cussing, no talking over each other, be polite, be considerate, and if you have a song you want to hear, chat me up in the chat room, text me, and state your request. I want your name, where you're from, how you heard about us, and the requested song. Also, if you are not speaking, please put your phone on mute, and you can call in again at 845-241-9985, and as I said earlier, go to doitallinthemall.com on the homepage and click the Let's Do a Radio banner on the right-hand side and listen. The thoughts for today: to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, the new strain is coming. How should history of all cultures be taught? Do you want to work versus home after COVID? Do you want to go back to work, or do you want to stay home? Are you getting more money being at home? The space race, Bezos and his brother and a couple other people went up into space. Well, not even space, I guess. They went to the edge and came back. They didn't go to real space. And also voting rights. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to let Penny for Your Thoughts play out, and then we're going to go into our show. Again, this is Miss Inez of On Ice Aqua Design. And I'll be hosting the show for this evening. So please call us at 845-241-9985. 9985.
Not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
DoItAllInTheMall.com. DoItAllInTheMall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on DoItAllInTheMall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric, apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more at doitallinthemall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at doitallinthemall.com today.
We're going to hear A Penny for Your Thoughts by Tavares, an old song. Yeah.
I've got to know where I stand. I've just got to know where I am with you. where I'm the only one. If I had a crystal ball, I would gaze into your mind. I'd see what you were thinking if my ship was sinking, if you're leaving me behind.
Talk about all kinds of subjects, and we do have a caller that has joined us. The last four are 3197. If you want to tell us what your name is and where you're calling from, please.
I presume that's me, Horace Thomas. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hey, Horace, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Yourself?
Oh, I can't complain. Thank you so much for joining us on Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by none other than doitallinthemall.com. So one of the topics we're talking about tonight is to vaccinate or to not vaccinate the new strain. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that personally, I'm vaccinated.
Okay.
I was a central carrier. I'm, you know, on my own truck, so I had to go everywhere. I had to go everywhere and feed my family. So being a leader, you know, you got to stand up and lead sometimes, you know. So I felt as though a lot of my friends are educators and professors and doctors, and so I know that they got had the helm on everything. A lot of these, how shall we say, antidotes things were developed by us. You know, we were in those labs, and I know some of the people who are doing it, and they just basically said, hey, look, trust your people. You know, we're not going to do anything to get rid of us. So, you know, we had to minimize this problem. So I was all about it. I didn't want to at first, but after talking logically and talking with everyone around me, it was just one of the better things to do to me, but maybe not for everybody, but to me.
Correct. And with this new strain coming out, I know they were saying that I don't think it's covered by, I think, the Johnson & Johnson strain. I mean, yeah, shot. So did you get the, what shot did you get?
No, I took the two-stage Pfizer.
Pfizer, okay.
Hear, yeah, because I was hearing not so good things about the one shot Johnson. But I did the you know, the setup, and then, you know, it was basically the one that boosts you. It boosts you for the second shot. If you had a problem with the booster,
okay,
then you knew not to mess with the second shot. A lot of people never had. I haven't really had anybody who had a problem with the Pfizer shot.
Okay. Because I know that the strain is, you know, it's just packing. I mean, we have to go back to wearing, well, some of us continue to wear masks, and I design masks, and I'm getting ready to do one vaccinated, you know, yes or no. I'm just going to have this big old black and white vaccinated. But, you know, there are some people still out there who have not taken the shot. And, you know, it's in their own, you know, own hands and in their own realm, because it's like some people need to because of underlying conditions. And it's just, you got to do what you got to do. It's just, you know, you just got to do what you got to do to take care of yourself and your family. And you know what's best for you, you know. You know
what
you have to do. You know who you come in contact
with. I had no underlying conditions. I'm glad you said that. The underlying condition is the issue. If you have an underlying condition, please get yourself looked at before you do anything, period.
Right. So did you get all the information before you went and took the shot?
Yes, I did. Like I said, a lot of friends of mine are scientists. And that was our conversation in general. In the beginning was, who is in the lab? That's what my question was, because I knew who they are. I said, okay, y'all trained these people. Who in the lab? Who we got in the lab? Do they believe? Are they believers? You know what I'm saying? Do they run by any sense of faith? You know, and so once I heard who was in the lab, it kind of like let me know that, okay, I run with it. And so far, I mean, like I said, I haven't had any issues. You know, but I did not have any previous existing conditions. So those that do have previous existing conditions, I hope that you are up on top with your medication or your doctors and find out before you can do anything about whether that condition is contrary to what it is you're trying to do with this COVID.
Right. And there was the black female scientist who was in the forefront of developing that, and which is, you know, give her some credit and, you know, kudos to her, you know, because people are saying,
she's getting vaccinated.
Yes.
That's right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have, she's one of the group of PhD women scientists It's a bunch of them. I mean, it's like, they've all educated each other. It's hundreds of them, believe it or not. But the ones that have the voices are the ones that we are seeing.
Okay.
But our sisters have taken the forefront, not just in science, but in education.
Right.
And that
and
has...
Somebody's in the background.
Okay.
Their phone is echoing.
Yeah, background noise.
But, yeah. But women, they are, they're taking the forefront in a whole bunch of things, you know, because they don't know the power of women, and then they try to suppress the black woman, you know, but she's the one who's like, okay, get her done, as they say, get her done, take it to a woman.
Well, I mean,
they
should know the power of the black woman, because they honed the black woman in to be what she is today by disrupting the man around her years ago. And she had to be strong enough to make it to where we are now.
Right.
You know, we are the children of the ones who survived.
There you go. And so many men have been incarcerated, and the woman has to take it over. So
systemic racism once again.
Yes, yes, yes. So
I don't think everybody understands what they mean by the systemic. Systemic. I don't think they understand that the systemic aspect of this racism is what was pre-diluted way before we even know we was inside of the suit.
talk. Come on, bro. Talk. Say that.
Preach,
say it.
I mean, preach. You know, what they taught us in school wasn't real. You know, what you're teaching now, this is when I tuned in, because what you're teaching now is more than what we get in education through the European way of teaching, because they taught us a bunch of L-I-E-S. And now we have to correct our own minds to make sure that we don't do the same mistake to our grandchildren.
Correct. Correct. Because we got to teach them, or else we'll die. We will die.
Bless God,
we will die. We will die. And it's Dr. Kizmikia Corbett. She was the one who was the who created, I guess, one of the head physicians who created the vaccine. Thank you, Ms. Kizmikia Corbett. I'm just so, you know, proud of her. We're all proud of her. Kizmikia Corbett, that's correct.
Queens,
you know her personally?
Ladies. Queens to the ladies.
Yeah,
oh,
she saves a lot of
is that Mr. Bless in the background?
Yes,
it is.
Is.
I didn't slid in with my man Horace tonight. My phone is down.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed and highly favored. You see, I make it by all means necessary. If not on my line, somebody else.
You know, you make it do what it do. That's right. That's right.
Make it do what it do, baby.
And And as a matter of fact, another topic that I had that I wanted to talk about is how should history of all cultures be taught?
Wow.
You're getting serious now. You trying to get that X on your back, huh?
No. I'm just...
Yeah.
I mean, because...
I guess we're the same. Who knows the history to teach you, because it's been diluted. I mean,
they're trying to erase our history.
Our history has been diluted.
They're trying to erase our history.
Our history will have to go back to the seashores and the stories that were told then, and the crossover of the families and the languages that I suppose know that I don't know, the cousins that I have that I don't know. Our history is laden in blood. So I don't know if they can accept our history as well as we can accept our history, but they haven't been able to accept our history since they created our history.
Hmm. Okay. Because I know that a lot of people would, you know, we used to sit around on the porches, and that's how we got our history a lot of times, and that's how it was passed down. And a lot of our elders are gone now. And
they're gone now.
We do have And, you know, if it wasn't written down, you know, by
how do we know
the next generation, right, how do we know who was who?
How
do
we
know who created everything? And so, you know, we need to keep that. I mean, we do have a lady, her name is Janet Schwartz, and she's usually on every other Tuesday. She's keeping history alive. She does an excellent job of bringing history to the table and not diluting it. She digs deep. She gets her information, and it's wonderful. And it's like, I mean, she tells me things that I don't know. So I love tuning into her on Tuesdays and listening to what she has to bring and has to offer, because, like, man, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know. I sure as heck wouldn't know. I would not know at all.
She should have been talking to us about the subject tonight.
Well, she's she's on, I'll say, a vacation at the moment. So, but she'll be back in August, July, August. Yeah, she'll be back in August. Really? So I like to pick her brain. I was hoping that she would have joined in, but, you know, some people go to bed early, so I'm not picking at anybody, but that would have been wonderful for her to chime in and talk to us about history. But of course, I'll be putting the episodes out there when she does. I mean, we talked about Fannie Lou Hamer. We talked about Ida B. Wells. We talked about George the Box Brown. We talked about Nat Turner. We talked about the Renaissance. I mean, she brings it every other Tuesday. So that's another lesson that we it's good to hear, and she brings it so well, ever so well. Okay, and next question is work versus home after COVID. You know, a lot of people who've been getting those stimulus checks and been getting paid, they're not going back to work. What say you, Horace and Bless?
Well, I say that Uncle Sam showed his colors and let us know that we didn't have to work for this money all along.
So
where's the check? Where's the restitution? Where is the big check? They just showed their little hand. We want the big check. I'm not worried about the work aspect because they do right. We'll create work. But where is the big check?
Correct.
That's the one that we need.
What check are you talking about? Not the 40 acres and the mule check.
Oh, it's bigger than that. Now that's 100 acres and 3 mules.
They didn't show that they had the money all over.
That 40 acres and the mule was for my great-great-grandmama. That was for her.
Right, right.
Now we need
right.
80 acres and 3 mules.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because we – excuse me?
Good, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, what were you saying? What did you say?
So what they've showed us is they've had the money all along. They've let people be homeless. They've
mm-hmm.
let people starve.
Mm-hmm.
They've let people go without when they had this money all along.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can give out all this money now, that means they had it for what, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? Why watch us suffer? Why watch people lose their homes? Why watch people starve and be homeless? You know? They
mm-hmm.
didn't care then.
Mm-hmm.
They only care when it affected
no.
them.
You know, and that's just what it is. We have our rights. You said you're going
to
stay home.
And you know what? It's fair to say, I'm going to step on some toes on this one. It's fair to say
okay.
that we work hard enough building this country. We our backs and our sweat and our blood built this country. So, okay, what's wrong with having a year or two off to get our lives together so we can build our houses back up that they tore down, that we can build our families back
right.
up that they tore down, and we can build our churches back up that they tore down? What we're asking for is we're still not mad. We're just saying give us a fair break. Give us what's ours and we can create our own. They already know that. But why is it taking
right.
so long? Because they don't want to release the so-called power that they think that they have that they don't have anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. That is correct. And, you know, they can print out money. I mean, where do they get this money from? Oh, I can do this money. I mean, we may be in debt, but at least people weren't put on the street. At least people were able to save a little bit of their dignity. They were able to, you know, eat, you know, and then the small business owners were able to, you know, be blessed and be able to still be in position to help others and be able to work. But yet we, you know, where do we come into the picture? You know, we still waiting for, and Sergeant Parks had talked about reparations. That was another episode a couple of weeks or so ago that he talked about. It was very, very interesting. A lot of people had listened to that episode. So you can always go to Episodes on Demand on the Do It On the Mall and the Let's Do It Radio and check out the old episodes. But, I mean, you know, why can't we were brought over here. Why can't we get what's ours? I mean, after blood, sweat, tears, and the losing of the millions of us and of our families breaking up, and, you know, you can't have
this. The passage alone took a lot of us out.
Right, right. Exactly. Just that, you know, bringing us over here. Okay, you went and got us, but yet you didn't keep us well enough to bring us all over here to make sure we had health we had, you know, something. We weren't just slaves, but that's what we were. That's what we were. But I want to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back on the other side of a couple of commercials.
When I think of my black, I define it by more than me being of African descent. My black is bold. My black is beautiful. My black is confident, strong, willing to win. My black is everything that I wanted it to be, to love, to trust. My black is more than a shade of color. My black is excellent.
HTC Apparel, black by popular demand.
Heaven knows I like to be way, way up, feeling way, way up again.
Love that beat. And HTC Apparel can be found on Do It All in the Mall under the men's, women's, and children's apparel. Just go to doitallinthemall.com and either type in HTC Apparel and press enter and it takes you directly, or you can go to the stores and look for HTC Apparel there.
I've never really had the experience of like buying a bra and feeling great about it that is like super soft, comfy, cute and sexy all in one. I'm not sure if I've found that yet.
We are being unconsciously trained to say bras should be uncomfortable. To be sexy means you must feel uncomfortable in what you are wearing.
When I put this bra on, I feel like I can take on the world.
I'm wearing one right now, and I feel like I'm not wearing a bra, so that's, you know, he conquered that.
It just felt good and light, and you'd be happy to wiggle around in that at home.
And that's C-U-U-P for, like, cup. And that also can be found in the women's apparel on doitallinthemall.com. I'm going to play the song as we were talking about our skin tone. It's called Brown Skin by Indiari.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Oh, yeah. Where are your people from? Maybe Mississippi or Ghana. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss. Your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell. Magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I lay you in, abracadabra magic happens as we swim. Higher and higher, finally we reach heaven. Come back to earth. I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins.
queen.
You make me feel like a queen.
Tell me what's that thing you do that makes me wanna get next to you, yeah.
Left on the other side, we were talking about how should history of all cultures be taught. And we were talking about reparations, getting paid, and work versus home after COVID. I mean, I lost my job, so I had to, you know, I had to do what my passion was, which is designing clothes. So I, you know, I got a couple of pennies from work and everything, but it's like, okay, I got to do something different. So, did it affect you, Horace, at all?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Horace? I was asking if working from home versus going back to work after COVID, if that affected you at all. If you had to create your own job, or were you still safe in the job you had?
Well, I've been kind of like blessed because I've been self-employed for quite a while.
Okay.
And I was working, you know, from that aspect, independent operator.
Okay.
So the trust we needed. And I didn't really miss a beat. I had to slow down because, you know, it's funny how the New York, and I guess everybody heard about the COVID deaths in New York were so bad that they were putting bodies in reefer units. And,
that's
you know,
correct.
We weren't going to get it. I wasn't, that was no-no. I wasn't going upstate. I wasn't really leaving out of, maybe I'd go to D.C. I wasn't going north because I knew the north rate was too high. They weren't protecting themselves. They were very sloppy at that time because Trump had the whole world, you know, believing that, oh, don't worry about it. But at the same token, you know, I want to come home. So I know the doctors were saying, cover yourself. I was watching the, what do you call it, the Asians. They were the first ones that let us know we better get a mask, you know. So I was following the lead of the countries that were leading in the cure, kind of like, not necessarily knowing they had a cure,
correct.
But they were showing us that they have a corrective way to keep alive, you know. So, you know, I wasn't infused between the working class and the non-working class because I'm feeling like if, you know, you're blessed to go out there and get it, you better go get it while you can. Just don't overdo it when you go.
Right, right. And protect yourself.
Definitely
protect
yourself even
because...
now. It ain't over.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't over.
Because
that was
people...
that was just... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That was just one of the, you know, we were always taught about the deadly plagues. Well, they're here.
Yeah, they are.
They're here. Confirmation. Mm-hmm. We are in Revelation. They can believe it or not, but sign of the time.
Yes.
We are. So there's going to be one that came along. They said deadlier than the one we just had. So, you know, we just got to tighten ourselves up, shore ourselves up, and stay protected, and, you know, just don't act like it don't exist.
You know what? That is so true because, you know, people, they don't believe. A lot of them, they don't believe what's going on. It's like, really? Y'all don't believe us. What's wrong with you? That's what I got to say. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What is wrong? You don't see all the things? Do you not read the Bible? Have you not heard? Have you not been told? You know, it's like, wow. It's just like, you know, people don't realize all the things that's going on around them, which is sad. which is really
I know so,
sad.
But once again, remember how we were taught in disbelief.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So won't that make you disbelieve a lot of other things that might come your way?
And a lot of people are show me, you know, oh, show me this and show me that. Okay. You don't see all them people dying around you? Isn't that enough? Show that, you know, is that not enough? People don't understand. You got to, you know, read the times, read the tables, read, you know, like Gil Scott-Heron, the revolution will not be televised.
It will not be televised.
You have got to know, because everybody's going to be gone. There won't be here, anybody here to televise it. So they need to, you know.
Run, Charlie, run. The niggas are coming. The niggas are coming. Run, Charlie, run. Revolution will not be televised.
Watch it now. Watch it now. Watch it now. That's true.
I'm going back too far. I'm coming out. I'm going to come out of there.
You're so funny. Y'all so funny. You so crazy. You so funny.
The poets were the original rappers. If nobody knows it, if you're hearing out there, go back and listen at the Black Poets. If you want to hear the original rappers, you want to hear about some word that meant something. The message that was told back in war time was told by the Black Poets, without a doubt.
And that is not far from the truth. That is not far from the truth at all. I mean, that's how we got a lot of the words out, was, you know, things that we did. And then all of a sudden, everybody else comes along and tries to blend in and fit in and do the same
and
thing.
Fit in.
Okay. You know, go ahead. Get in where you can fit in. But it's like, okay. Something's wrong with this. Something is so wrong with this. Okay, so what about the space race? What do you think of, and it's not even really space, but the space race with the Bezos brothers and two other, the older woman, Wally, and the young man who won that raffle.
Wait, look, all we wanted to do now was give us a boat so we can go back to Africa. That was our space race. Just give us a boat. You ain't even gotta give us a cabin. Give us a boat. We'll make it back home. But did they? No. But what they want to do? They want to go to Mars. They want to go to Venus. They want to get away now. They didn't want to get away because when we had a chance to go back, they didn't want to let us go back. So what do you want to do now? They can have a space race because they got the money. That's all right. Guess
right.
Who's going to be waiting for them when we get there? The same hell they leaving here.
Right, right. And the thing is, these people who went, they don't even pay taxes from what I've learned. So it's like,
hit, y'all. She told y'all something. I hope y'all can read between the lines on that. Hit.
They don't even pay taxes. It's like, okay.
Hit again. She did it again. Hit. Hey, look, we might as well get some tax advisors on here to show why we should not be paying taxes. Hit.
Hello? That part. Hello?
We built this country, so why should we pay anymore? We paid. Hit. They're getting away with it. They ain't built nothing.
Don't hurt nobody. And
you the one said that they're not paying taxes. Hit.
I'm just saying. So why can't we get our reparations? Why can't we get our?
I don't know why we can't. It should have came right behind the stimulus checks. They got everybody information there. You know, look, they destroyed the Doss Road. So what does that mean? They dropped bombs on us in Oklahoma. What does that mean?
Mm.
Finally, we got Juneteenth holiday. That's guilty. That's it right there. Write the check.
But
that's all you gotta do.
But the thing is, they're trying to appease us because Okay, they happy now. They doing a song and dance. They happy now. Okay, clap, clap, you know, slap, slap, you know. But it's like, okay, eyes free, daddy, eyes free. But I still want to get paid. You know how we are with our money?
Right.
We like to get paid. We like
right.
to get
we
paid.
We need to get paid. You know? Other than that, we live in an impoverished time that they put us in.
Time.
Let
mm-hmm.
us change our poverty
mm-hmm.
level. They put us here, but we can change our poverty level. If you give, just give us enough. Give us enough. We'll make it happen within ourselves.
We're not asking for much.
No.
We are not asking for much. Just give us what's ours and we'll have to. But I also heard, I think my cousin was telling me, she lives in California, that they're giving or they're looking at the land that was taken from us in California. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. Educate me.
Okay. From what, don't make me lie, but they are looking back at times and all the let's see, land stolen from.
When they had the great gold rush and all the families went out and claimed the land. That they ran, you know, they could claim the land by stepping to it and running to it, and then they went around and took
mm-hmm.
the land back from all the black people.
And the Native Americans and everybody else.
But the Native Americans reclaimed their territory. I got to give it to the Department of Interior. That's the Indians again. They got their stuff. They can even have casinos on their land.
See, that's just it. What can we have? What can we have?
We don't have the land.
We were brought
They wouldn't
here.
Give us anything. I was like, give us
okay.
the desert. You really want to challenge? Give us the desert. We'll take the desert at this point in time. We're going to bring water from the dark. Trust me. Give us the desert.
Hello. It says California beach seized from black family in 1924, set to be returned to descendants. Yes, a stretch of beachfront land in Southern California that was seized from a black family 97 years ago is set to be returned to their descendants. It was a black couple, Willa and Charles Bruce, had purchased land in the Manhattan Beach in 1912, making them among the first black landowners in the city. But 12 years later, they were forced off their property as it was seized by the city. Sounds like the Tulsa Massacre to me. In California.
It sure does. I wonder how many died.
You know. In the Tulsa Massacre?
What?
Are you talking about in the Tulsa Massacre?
Yes.
Oh,
no, I know about the Tulsa. I thought you meant California, like they did in California.
Bruces have brought the ocean lot for $1,225, a property that is now worth millions. And so, yes. So now that they're trying to return it back to the descendants, so they can be, millionaires. So it's like
reparation.
Yes,
give the people
surely.
A check.
Yes,
give enough to family to disperse to everybody. Everybody should be able to go in and have their own whatever they need, and they need to find
mm-hmm.
some way to let it be an example that everyone else follows suit on.
Yes,
we're not asking for a handout. We're not asking for
no.
a handout. We're asking that we can supply us what we need and we will help each other stand up. We won't have to be
right.
crabs. They told us to be crabs in a basket because they just gave us enough to keep us hungry to fight over the next
to
piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But if
mm-hmm.
we ever get enough and we can put
mm-hmm.
it in our freezers and refrigerators and, have some, what do you say, crumbs fall off the table, then we won't
Hello,
be caught up in the
part.
Situation again.
Right, right. That's so true. That's so true. And everybody who's listening, you can call in and chime in at 845-241-9985 or hit me up in the chat room as we're talking about what are your thoughts Thursday. We talked about to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, the new strain that's coming, how should the history of all cultures be taught, work versus home after COVID, the space race, and then after we come back, we're going to be talking about voting rights or just rights, period. So that's what we're going to be talking about once we come back on the other side of the commercial.
Real love is the quiet moments no one else sees. Them knowing how you take your coffee. Starting your day right with the right person. eHarmony, here for real love. Download the app and start free today.
And that was eHarmony, which can be found on the Do It All in the Mall. Just go straight to eHarmony. And here is real love. And after you have your real love, we're going to have some Godiva chocolate.
Melt her heart with one of Godiva's Valentine's Day gift specials. From heart-shaped boxes to gorgeous chocolate assortments.
Dans les rues de Paris.
We know the way to her heart. Godiva. Chocolate perfection.
Chocolate perfection. We're going to hear a little bit of Prince before we go back into our show. But while I'm playing some Prince, you can call in or chat at 845-241-9985 and join the conversation of What Are Your Thoughts Thursday?
Thank you.
Yes, sign of the times, as we were talking about earlier. Oh, goodness. People dying, COVID, diseases, wars, rumors of war, things that are happening. Sign of the times are here. You have to look at those signs of the times. And we're talking about, what are your thoughts Thursday? To vaccinate or not to vaccinate, the new strain that's coming, and how should history of all cultures be taught? Do you want to go back to work, or do you want to stay home after COVID because people are getting money? Do we want to, the space race, you know, the Basil brothers and the other two, the older lady who was denied going into space because she was a woman, and then the young gentleman who had he had won a prize to go to space, and then also voting rights. And so we also have another person joining us this evening with the last four, 3496. Is that Mr. Bless or is that Miss Sinful? 3496.
Yes,
hello.
Question. Hello.
3496. Is that blessed or is that sinful?
Hey, it's me. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
It's sinful.
I'm good. Good. So we've been talking about those different topics. Do you have anything you'd like to talk about or add to vaccinate or not to vaccinate on the new strain?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's just really, you know, of course it's a personal choice, but I mean, you know, I think it's, for me personally, I'm not comfortable with anything that hasn't been on the market this long and tested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have things and medicines that have trials that have been done for 20 years and they put it out and it's not good. And they have to recall it 20 years
right.
later, and everybody has cancer or something, so I'm not comfortable with it, period. But whoever want to do it, that's up to them.
Right, and then they try to debunk the myth that it's, you know, you put a magnet up to your arm, and your arm, you know, is magnetized, it's not demagnetized, and it's like, okay. So
yeah,
it's like, does a person take it? Do you not take it? And as we have talked about earlier with Mr. Horace, he knows a lot of the scientists who had created the vaccine, so he was safe with it. He took the two-stepper, the Pfizer. So, you know, he feels safe with it. So, you know, everybody has, and well, of course, you know, his job that he does, he being around so many people, he had to protect himself as well as his family. So, you know, he did vaccinate. But there are still those of out there who have not vaccinated, and they have their own reasoning, you know. And if you don't come in contact with a lot of people, you stay masked up and sterilized, you'll be all right. But, you know, that new strain that's coming, that's a booger bear. That is a booger bear. So, you know, hopefully they can find, you know, the scientists can find something to vaccinate against if that's strong enough. But, you know, that's even more deadly. So what do? You know, some people, you can't do the scare tactics on people. So some people just have to experience it for themselves. So that's how that goes. And another question was, how should history of all cultures be taught? Should it be taught by word of mouth from our ancestors? Should it be taught in the schools? What is your thought, Sinful?
No, I mean, you know, that's the thing with the whole, you know, it's like I don't think we have enough information. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
They are putting out and they are updating us as quickly as they can and with what they have, to, you know, whatever degree they are willing to, I suppose. And,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we're able to research and look at things on our own, so that's a lovely thing. And we, you know, we get, you know, the gist of what's happening, but I just don't think we have enough information. And these other strains coming out, people are continuing to travel and mix up and do what they do. I mean, we have to live life. Mm-hmm. We have to work. We still have to continue to make it. So, you know, people are forced to move on and continue to move, you know, and that's what
right.
happens, you know, when you have different viruses and, you know, things going on, people getting sick and gathering. I mean, it's just going to go that way. So, I mean, it's something I believe is going to
mm-hmm.
just become a part of our life, and we're just going to have to learn how to live with it and deal with it, you know, like, honestly, is my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know,
it's
these other strains,
even...
I feel, are just going to be common things, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a common cold or a common flu or, you know, a yearly shot they're going to be given or something, because this is not, I just don't think it's going to go away just like that. And these other strains coming out just shows it's not, you know, it's mutating and this and that, and like mutating, excuse
mutating.
Me, and all those things. No.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, it's mutating, so that's not, you know, that's not something that's just going to dissolve and go away in the next 6 months.
Right.
Can,
I mean, I
it can turn into anything at this
sometime.
Point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I, like I was just, no, you're fine. I'm saying that we're probably mutants ourselves because we've mutated into different things, and, you know, our immune system has, you know, strengthened and what have you, but some immune systems, we don't take care of ourselves. You know, if we just ate natural stuff and stuff from the ground, that's not, that's organic, I guess, you know, not induced or introduced to all these harmful adjectives, we'd be okay. But, you know, it's kind of hard to... it's kind of hard to, I guess, keep yourself immune, you know, with all this other stuff going out there and people coughing in your face and not protecting themselves and not protecting you. They're just being, quote unquote, I won't say rude, but, you know, you don't know who's vaccinated. You don't, people who don't have masks on, you don't know who is and who isn't vaccinated. You know, people running around here, I just can't breathe. I am not going to be wearing no mask, you know. So it's that's another thing, you know.
Right. That's
there's
the thing.
A lot of back,
yeah,
there's
you know,
a lot of back
so a lot of people are tired
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mhm. 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 They are. They're just tired of being tired. You know, they want to be able to be themselves again. But to me. Sad to say, I don't think life is going to be the same way anymore. I think we're going to have to wear masks.
I certainly agree.
For the rest of our lives, you know, just because I believe the Asians, they've been wearing masks anyway. You know, when they come over here, they always have them. You always see the Asians with masks.
Hello.
You know.
Nice.
Hello? Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought, you're right.
I was saying something. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
was Horace saying
right.
something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was saying
because,
he was,
you know,
he was just agreeing with
so,
you.
I mean, you know, and they have been. They've been wearing masks forever. So they know something that's going on, or they're bringing it over.
Right.
I think.
Right.
Somebody's got to turn their I think it's all the phones that are connected. That's why they have that echo. But you may want to have more. Horace, mute his line, please. There you go. And then we won't have that echo. But they have been wearing masks as far as I can remember. You know, every time you see somebody from the Asian community, they wear masks because, you know, they don't want to catch anything. And so we need to learn from them. We just need to just be politically correct and just wear a mask, vaccinated or not, because with this new strain coming, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. And everybody, if you want to stay past the age you are, protect yourself. Protect those who you love around you so that we can, you know, fight the battles and fight the powers of the vax of the COVID that be, because otherwise we're going to die. We're going to die, you know. We are going to die. You know, our race is how many people died from COVID? How many thousands died?
Too many. I can't even keep a count.
Let me see. Died from COVID. I'll just say COVID period. Of course, me, I'm a Googler. Let me see here.
I would have to
okay.
Google it, surely. I'm not going to be able to spit
no,
that
I,
off the
I
top of my
it.
Head.
No, I got it. 38,566 have died, and they have 2.4 to 5 million cases. There's a plus, give or I guess, a plus 58 underneath another 8,900 cases. So it's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy, but let me see here, because I'm trying to see if that's Florida worldwide. Let me see here. Okay, I'm sorry. 4.13 million deaths. And 192 million cases. That's worldwide. So, look how many people have died because of this disease. You know, because somebody didn't either run a cover up or they had some underlying situation. But a lot of people, in my eye, and this is just my opinion, you know, they have... You know, they are obese, okay? They have CPOD. They can't breathe. They have to use a breathing machine. So, of course, yes, they need to get vaccinated. So blessings to the Ms. Kiznikia Corbett, who created the vaccine and, you know, saved a lot of these people's lives, because I think there would be a lot more deaths, and there probably are a lot more deaths that we don't even know about. You know, that have happened due to COVID. But I don't know. It's I just don't know. It's sad, but that's just how it is. So the next what do you think of the space race? The Bezos and the Bransons that went, I can't say to space, but to the edge and came back. What do you think of them?
They got paper.
What's that?
They got paper. they don't
got
have
paper.
To pay taxes.
Give
me
some of that paper. They got paper.
Okay. They have, you know, they have, what do you call it? Like you say, papers. They have that golden ticket. They have funds. They have the ability to do this. They have the ability to create this. Okay. I'm down here. Help me. You know, be a philanthropist to those who don't have. Because what I'd like to do, if I had the money, I would put up these houses for those who are on the streets, if I could. And I'd make sure that there was a mental health, or at least a mental health person to be there, because a lot of them have mental health issues. And so my place, the place that I would have, would be for people to get off the street. But some people, they like living on the street. Does anybody know anybody
yeah,
who's living
I,
on the street?
I was reared in Baltimore.
Go ahead.
And
okay.
Downtown Baltimore was like the home of the bums. But I want you to understand, these bums were the elders of the parents. These bums were the parents of the teachers who taught us, because they had only learned how to beg. They had only learned. They weren't educated, so all they could do was put their hand out. But let me tell you the story about this one
okay.
lady in particular. Everybody knew her
okay.
as... She was called Miss Lady Bum, right?
Okay.
This lady, she spent her hours on the street. Everybody in Baltimore knew this old lady, walked her across the street. I believe everybody in Baltimore who came downtown gave her some kind of money over the course of life.
Mm.
When she
okay.
died, they found $10 million in her house. So let's see what
her
that
house.
Was all about.
She, was...
she didn't need the money. She had a habit of going out and asking. You know, and wow. It goes back to the old adage of you have not because you ask not. She didn't correct. Have to. She had the habit of asking. And because of her compassion, remember, this was a lady who was known to be a bum, richer than dang near everybody on the street. I can imagine the things people would say to her. Oh, lady, get out my damn face or whatever, 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 whatever. And she took it and come out the next day. But I heard that she was giving money to children. She was educating children. She was using that money. But even when the money she gave back and gave away, they found $10 million, not in the bank, in her house, man. Her house, paid for everything. She had a plan. We might not have understood it, but I was amazed about this. So that told me that bums are not really bums, but this is the choice of life. Well, this is the hand that they were dealt, and they dealt with it. But, you know, that's why I don't throw rocks or point fingers, because you never know who it is. Mom used to say to me, when you point your finger at one, it's three pointing back at you. Don't forget it.
That's what my pastor always said. That's exactly what he said. His fingers would always, his whole hand would be always pointed out. He wouldn't just do the three fingers. You know, he wouldn't do the one finger. He did all of his whole hand pointed, so he know that you're going to get yours. But then in Washington, I remember this, I was told, from what I can remember, this man, he owned a Cadillac, and he was like this lady, the lady bum in Baltimore. He would go out, beg for money, and go back to his Cadillac, and, you know, I don't know if he slept in it or went home, but he was probably like the lady bum in Baltimore, you know, and it's like, well, dang it, Gina. I want to be like him when I grow up. you know what I mean? And people will do that. And one night, as a matter of fact, our church, we did from homeless to home. And what we had done is we had boxes, and we slept at the church, and we went out, and we acted like we were homeless to see how it would feel at the panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
It was
right.
Rather interesting. It was rather interesting.
I think that,
to see how you were treated.
It's funny
so.
That you should say that. That should be homeless 101. That should be a course that we should take.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what do we used to call them when we used to go out from the school to outings? So what used to take us out on different what did you call
trip,
that thing?
Field trip.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when you go out, you take the bus and you go out, you do different, like we would go to maybe the park, we would go to camping, or we would go to the boat, you know, we go to different things. But that's a real one you talk about. I think that if everyone went out to see or experience early on how the homeless and beggars live, that they would make a better choice on what they would do for themselves in the long run.
Correct. That is true. That is so true. It's like,
you wouldn't talk about that
we
lady
were dirty.
If you knew that. You can't even go ask for, she asked for a dollar. Excuse me, sir, may I have a dollar? And you can't even open your mouth. So who's better, her or you? She's going to eat at the end of the day. You or not.
Right.
So we have to feed somebody else. More than likely, it's feed somebody else. Because they have the compassion. No, it's amazing how a wino would treat a wino better than we treat each other. In a crackhead, he treats crackhead better than we treat each other. But the mindset's totally different. We want to be the Joneses. I'm the Jones. I'm Mr. Jones. So I don't look out for nobody else. But you got the people who live on the low side. That's all they do is look out for each other. If I got a bottle of wine, man, you can have half of it. If it's four of us, we all get a shot apiece. You know what I'm saying? And they won't leave nobody out. They won't wait for somebody to leave and break it open. They'll break it open. If they don't get nothing but a nip, they all got some. And they're just as happy and pleasant. I mean,
wow.
I can't talk about the low life. The low life has shown me compassion because they had compassion on each other.
Right.
You know, and the high life has shown me selfishness because they didn't want to share anything that they had.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know,
and a wino will take care of his dog, too. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And a wino will take care of his dog, make sure his dog
mm-hmm.
has.
And they're either like, they'll share a hot dog. He'll split a soda,
sure
he'll split a water with him. I've lived it. I'm not saying I've seen it. I've lived it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did a thing in Baltimore. That's where I was educated. And Baltimore taught me a lot, but it taught me enough to leave. It taught me enough to say, if I want to survive, I need to leave Baltimore because Baltimore was just not a place.
Uh-huh.
It turned out to be a place not conducive for long-term living. You have to make a change, and the change is change direction. Keep it moving. I'm not knocking the Baltimoreans who stayed up in there, but y'all know y'all buried a lot of y'all homies. Y'all know y'all buried a lot of y'all friends, and I'm going to leave it at that. Okay.
You still on
there? I'm still, yeah. You still here?
Greetings to everyone. Can everyone hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're live.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, my signal dropped. Thank you for calling back in.
You know how we say?
As,
devil ain't nothing but a lie. He can't stop nothing. We're going to hit the redial button.
There you go. That part. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. It's like, what the heck just happened? Thank you so much for calling back in. So as you were saying, you know, I'm sorry. I lost you on, you left Baltimore. That's where I think I left you. And, you know, you didn't go back.
Well, I mean, meaning that I was shown enough that it was time to leave.
Mm-hmm,
if I'd have stayed,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have been a victim in my own life because a lot of my friends who stayed had buried a lot of friends, brothers, and sisters for senseless killings from the us killing us genocide movement that started back in the 70s that we really didn't understand. But now it's full-blown in 2021. Us killing us genocide is wide open, if I might say so myself. Unfortunately, it is, but it shouldn't be, but it is, because we never got the understanding of how to save lives. We just took the understanding and notion of how to take lives.
And okay, so in your mind and in your eyes, why did we do, how do I want to say this? Why do you think we did this? Because we were trying to, you know, work our way up to the top. We didn't like what people had, and we wanted what they had.
No. It goes back to the systemic that we talked about earlier.
Okay.
We were
trained
to be crabs in a basket. So when you don't get what you want, you take what you want. And when you aren't educated, you can't get out the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have someone to reach down and bring you out the basket, you don't get over the top of the basket. So in the frustration, we kill each other. We eliminate each other, thinking that that we're doing a service. But what happens is once we take a life, our life is responsible for that which we took. So 9 times out of 10, someone's going to take our life.
Right.
So it's a systemic move that was put there because they know if we put all these people in one place, half of them will eliminate the other half. And we will lock up the half that's left. And then the 10% that make it, we ain't got to worry about it. They ain't going to get back. They're going to keep it moving. And that's what you see.
They're going to keep it 100. Yeah, that is true. That's the truth right there. The truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. Okay, our next topic, I'm going to take another commercial break and we're going to come back. And our next topic is on voting rights and the suppression of voting rights. And I'm going to play a commercial right quick and a song, and we're going to come back on the other side.
I started Crowd Cow because a friend of mine brought me some meat that he got from a little farm, and it tasted so much better than anything I'd ever had. So I thought, why can't we take all the little farms and put them online and make them accessible to everyone? Today, Crowd Cow works with the top 1% of all craft meat farms, so you can know your farmer and eat better meat.
And Crowd Cow can be found in the food section on the under stores on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, or you could type in Crowd Cow and press enter, and it's taking you directly to Crowd Cow.
Any way you dip it or gift it, you'll love the new edible. Stop by your store today or visit us at edible.com, now with free delivery.
And edible, it used to be edible arrangements, and they are so good. Oh, my gosh, they have the most freshest freshest fruits on there, and they have the most beautiful baskets. And that also can be found under the food section, under the stores, on the homepage at doitallinthemall.com. And I'm going to play an Isaac Hayes song, Do Your Thing.
Got to do your thing now.
Meditating. Today we're What Are Your Thoughts Thursday. And you can call us and join the conversation at 845-241-9985. And we're talking about to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, the new strain that's coming on. How should history of all cultures be taught? Do you want to go back to work versus staying at home after COVID? The space race and voting rights. Now we're going to ask about our audience about voting rights. So, you know they're trying to take the voting rights. They take everything else away from us. So, Mr. Horace and Miss Bless, Mr. Bless and Miss Sinful and Miss Sharon out there, what do you think about them trying to suppress the voting rights? Them. Mr. Horace?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm an official. I've been voting all my life. You know, I was alive when King got assassinated. I realized the importance of what he did to give us the right to vote. Now, whether it's nostalgic or the notary of voting, because I don't know. I really, all about voting, it shows that, you know, with the electoral voting, all those ways that they have the voting, they really use, are they really counter, are they really important? But it does show a sense of solidarity when we all show up in numbers.
Right.
When we all
right.
show up in numbers, things change. So I'm going to show up in a number. At least they'll see that, okay, we got 100 million that are standing up with us. Versus me not showing my number and I'm on the side where they can't, you know, count me in. I want to be counting the number. You know, so yeah, I voted every election. I've been voting since I've been able to vote. I think that voting is a right and a privilege. I vote because of our ancestors, our ancestors who lost their lives so that we will be able to vote. So I cast my vote according to I'm really voting for them, you know, and let the chips fall where they may.
Okay. Now, does it bother you when people call and ask you who you're going to vote for? Do you tell them off or do you tell them who you're going to vote
tell
for?
Them. I tell them, I like to tell them who I'm going to vote for and why. I mean, you know, if you don't make sense, okay, I'm not voting for this guy. It doesn't make any sense. But his one and one doesn't add up to two, so I'm not naive. I'm not gullible. You know?
Okay.
That's when education steps up, or that's when we should educate each other to step up.
Okay.
You know? It takes a village to raise a child, but then who's to say who's a child in comparison to the oldest ones around? You know,
right.
I'm a child of my mama. I'll always be a child of my mama. Yeah, my mama's always a child of her mama. So, you know, once we interact and educate ourselves to our culture, we for one have a lost culture. So what we have to do is find ourselves within our culture. You know, stop killing each other, start helping each other, educate each other to the point where we create our own economy if we give it a chance. If we don't try to take from one another, because, you know, we will last. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, that's why it's a black cockroach. Black cockroaches ain't never going nowhere. You know?
Right.
They say they'll survive a nuclear,
nuclear
detonation.
Bomb.
Yeah, we kind of like that, but we are our worst enemies because they knew it, so they trained us to kill each other. Okay, let's take an example of once again. Why all of a sudden when you go in the military to learn to fly a plane? They put you in front of these devices that
simulator.
Teach you how to fly. Simulators, right? They figured out, let's put a killer simulator in each kid's hand and call it Sega or call it Genesis or call it these games that they play.
Nintendo.
Which train our kids to easily kill each other. You know, we got war combat. Why are we training these kids with war combat games and it's not at war? But then they take the combat of the game to the streets and kill each other because they know it's a simulator. We're simulating the action in which you will take if you're put in this situation. That's what the game theory is all about. That's part of the us killing us genocidal program, the simulation of training them how to pull triggers off of a joystick, thinking that in a game, when you kill somebody, they reset and get back up. But in life, when you kill somebody, there's no reset button.
No reset button. The revolution will not be televised.
From taking a life, playing those games like that. And then we have a whole country, whole bunch of professional killers ready to go. They're ready to go. They've been playing these video games half their life. All they got to do now is get caught in a bad situation. Oops, I shot somebody. Oops, I made a mistake. Too late, man.
And they're not getting up.
And they're not getting up.
And see, those same joysticks, right, those same joysticks we could be putting in their hands and do science, math, technology. You know, why can't we do something like that instead of, you know, war? I mean, what is the fun of seeing somebody die? Do I get some crickets? Hello?
Sorry, say that again. I hear you. I'm here.
I said, I was saying, why can't these joysticks be on the other end, have science, technology, math, you know, things that they're going to educate them? Why do we have to kill somebody? Why do we have to watch somebody die? What's the joy in watching somebody die, taking their heads off?
Why did they take trades out of the schools? And not just in one city, but in all of them.
All of them.
Who were the masters of trades? We were, because all of us don't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But back in
the
day, we had architectural design. We had automotive tech. We had building and contractor building. We had so many things of a trade line. We could eat from that. Masons, everything. And then they shut it off, took it out of school, then charged us $25 to $5,000 to take the daggone course to get certified where we could have been educated. Once again, systemic racism.
No, you're not a racist. But, you know, they took it away from us because we were learning. And we were creating our own. Because I learned how to sew in the eighth grade. And to this day.
And look at you there. And speaking of.
My passion.
And speaking of. I'm the king of shameless plugs. If y'all haven't gotten any of this young lady's designs, you need to reach into her website and put an order in and say, just send me something. It don't even matter. Give me your size, if it's a mask, if it's anything, just say, send me something.
Bless your heart.
Keep this thing on the air. Keep this promotion moving and keep this black businesswoman proud of doing what she's doing, and it's an original design, and you better get it before she gets too famous and you can't get nothing.
And you can go through Do It All in the Mall and go to the website. I'm on to the clients. Client carousel, and also under the hostess site. Thank you so much. That was sweet. But
tell them again how to get to your site for you. Tell them again.
Do it all in the mall.com, and you can click on Miss Inez of Anais Rocco Designs, and they'll take you directly to my webpage. And if you have any questions, I take phone calls. I take emails as well. But we do have another caller who would like to say something. Ms. Sharon, you'd like to say something on which topic?
Hi, everybody.
Sharon. Hello.
Can you hear me? Okay. Can you hear me? The voting, you know, they're going to take what they want to take. We see it happening. And it's really up to us. You know, like the gentleman said, we've always voted. It's something that's been important to us. So we're going to make a way. And we have all these churches and all these buses, and we have a lot of black people who work in the car industry. If we were to vote, we should be able to get ourselves there and get our people there. That's just my point on that topic. And it's my point on the vaccine, you know, like the gentleman said, we have a black woman that has developed this vaccine. Yes, Pfizer was the vaccine that President Trump pushed. You haven't had that many issues with Johnson & Johnson. I took the Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson has been in the minority communities for a long time, and we have trusted them before, and I trusted them to get my vaccine. People who aren't getting the vaccine seems to be getting sick, and we have kids dying, and they're now wishing that they've got the vaccine. So I just think it's really important for everybody to be smart. Listen to the bullet points that you heard today. Listen to the number of people that have died that you heard today. And honestly, go get your vaccine. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to hurt you. But this virus can kill you. And like you said, you ain't getting back up. So, yes, go plead, everybody, no matter how you feel about it, go get the vaccine. Make it safe for everyone. So that's just my feel because, yes, I did end up getting I ended up getting it, got really, really sick. But in the name of Jesus, he protected me, covered me. A lot of y'all prayed for me, and I made it through. But it was difficult, and I can just say from experience, just go get the vaccine. Thank you, Inez.
Okay, so did you have underlying issues that made it hard for you during the your time with COVID?
Well, even, yes, because I have the asthma, and I am a heart patient. So, yes, I had issues. I didn't want to get it at first. And after I ended up getting sick, it was just no-brainer. Yeah, you didn't want to get sick again. And we did have one of our team players on the radio get really, really sick, end up with it twice. Mm-hmm. Now he's on dialysis. Another one of our team members lost his brother to it. So, you know, we've watched a lot of people die around us that we personally knew. And so, honestly, even if I had, you know, pre-illness, I talked to my doctor. I have a black doctor, and she cracked me up because she said she wanted to test me. And so I went down, and I said, why? And she said, I'm testing all my black patients, you know. And so she did, and that made me feel good, having a black doctor that cared enough to say, I want my people to come here now and get tested. Questions asked, you guys get down here. And so she really kind of made sure that we were okay of her patients. So even if I had pre-existing illness, I really appreciate my doctor. I appreciate her knowing what I needed, and I listened to her. And I am glad I got the vaccine. I'm very glad. I haven't had any problems. Okay. I haven't had any side effects. I haven't worn my mask, but I am going back to my mask after what's going on this last week. But, yes, I'm glad I did it.
Okay.
To the point I really even asked if I could do it again.
So your plea to the people is
I wanted
get the vaccine.
I wanted another dose. but she said she can't do that.
And that's a question I wanted to ask. If you can only get one dose
for Johnson and Johnson. Now for
okay.
Pfizer,
I mean
you
that's
have to
a
do
one
two,
that's
two
a one
doses.
Timer.
Okay. Yeah, Johnson
so
Johnson
is
one
is,
shot.
So, what was I going to say? So, I mean, because I know Pfizer and Moderna are the two shots, but if you have COVID and because I guess if we had a medical person on the line, that would be the best person to ask. If you have COVID and you get a shot, I was like, how am I answering? No, if you,
it's not
if you don't
do
have
anything.
COVID.
It's not,
okay.
You got to wait till, like, you have to wait. You have to wait till you get through it if you get through it. And then, of course, once you get through it, they take your temperature and you take your vital signs to see if you still have the symptoms. And if you don't have the symptoms, mm-hmm. then you can get the shot. But no, you can't get the shot while you're having the symptoms. Because I had to wait, because that was one of my questions. Can you just give it to me now? Kind of like what the people are, mm-hmm. were saying on the news today. People who are really sick and they're afraid to die, they're asking for the vaccine now, but they can't get it because they already have the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Like they say on
so
a lot
like
of
the
things,
lady said, it's
you
too
know.
Late. It's too late.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, and that's like one of the things that ours is said, I should say, that you know you have to wait until you are well enough to take the vaccine because of I won't say side effects, but what could happen. Is that not correct?
Yeah, I think so because you know they said I couldn't, and I was like, you know, just give it to me. Won't it help me? And they said no, and they just couldn't do it. You have to wait till you get over it.
Hmm.
And that's what really was ugly today on the news is while you're watching those people begging for the vaccine and the nurses are just telling them, sorry, it's too late. I mean, you heard them say it to the patient, I'm sorry, it's too late. You know, and that just, wow, that was hard today watching that.
And so are they on their deathbeds and they're asking for it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're in the hospital and they pretty bad, and they want the vaccine, but they can't they can't give it to them.
Okay.
And then another thing we got to think about is, you know, is this, you know, they're now, you know, I know they want everybody to get vaccinated. So now is this a ploy to say, you know, if y'all don't get vaccinated, you know, you're going to get this Delta. But then they show the numbers, they show the hospital. Even we have increased here in Washington. So, you know, I'm not going to say I don't believe it because, you know, you do see the people on the news, you do see the numbers. And so I just think the people need to go and get vaccinated just to make sure they're protecting everybody around us, especially, you know, our kids. The kids haven't been vaccinated and they can be, you know, definitely the kids. I just, that little baby that died. So, I mean, you know, for people who sit there and say they're not going to get it, and you see this little baby that died because she's sick, and there's nothing no one can do about it, because there is no cure. There's a preventer, not a cure. So, you know, if you can prevent it until they get a cure, that would put your life in a more safe place.
Okay, so, what was I going to say? So, because some people, you know, they're just humming and hawing, and it's like, you know, because they want to make sure that it's safe. I mean, there's a lot of people who have taken it. So, you know, I mean, if we went to each person, you know, we may have different stories.
I think people have hummed and caught enough. I mean, you said you didn't want it. You said this. You said how you feel. You said you're scared. You said you're worried. You said all what you're saying, but you still see people getting sick, and now they're getting sick more, and now you see babies dying. So, I mean, you can keep humming and hollering all you want to, but that humming and hollering may catch up with you, and then you're going to be one of them people in the hospital saying, can I have it now?
Well, make sure you have your elderberry, your Vicks vapor rub,
your Mucinex,
your brandy,
your
honey, make your hot toddy.
And I'm not playing. I was sick, and I had to do all what Inez just said. I wasn't playing. I didn't know what to do, but you know, she called me with what she just said, and now I made it back. Now we have, like right now, we have Reverend Marshall, who preaches on one of our Sundays. He has it. And he was walking around with one, me and Mr. Park had to laugh the other day. He's been walking around with one of those military masks with the oxygen tanks on the side of your face.
Oh, those N95?
Yeah. He's been walking around with one of those for the last 2 years, and he got it. So, no, let me tell you, and his whole head was covered. Well, I stayed
home
for what, 2 years?
Like I said, some people's immune systems.
Yeah, but I mean, you may not know that your immune system is not that low when you go out there and get around somebody. And that's like I did. I stayed in my house for 2 years, went out one day and got it.
You didn't have no business going out there. See, God was trying to tell you something.
Especially around all them white folks.
It doesn't matter what color they are.
No,
people
I'm just playing. But I mean, you know, it kind of was where I lived. It did come to the front of my mind. You know, well, why did I do this? So.
Only you. That's so crazy. I'm going to do another commercial. He's so crazy. Why? Why did I do this? Why? And then we're going to come back, and it's so funny. We'll come back after we need these next two commercials, and we're going to talk about the Constitution, we the people. Do we as all individuals have all of our rights?
Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, an online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores. We earn a commission when you shop that goes back to your community, making a difference nationwide. Take a tour and shop doitallinthemall.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Why? Because a percentage of the proceeds will go back into our communities and help redevelop those same communities, making our lives better. Women and men have been coming together by shopping to make a difference in our communities. And won't you join us today? Again, shop doitallinthemall.com.
And this song goes out to Sharon. What makes you do stuff like that, going out when you know you shouldn't be going out? Well, this song is for you. Go ahead and laugh.
Protection.
that went out to Sharon. I was like, what made you do something like that? What, you know, the song was to her, all naive and everything. So sorry, Sharon, I had to play that for you. Bet you won't go out there
that. No, thank you. I needed that reminder so I don't do that again.
Well, welcome back to What Are Your Thoughts Thursday. And our topics tonight have been some real, I won't say heated ones, but we've had some discussion on to vaccinate or not to vaccinate the new strain. How should history of all cultures be taught? Do you want to work from home versus go back to work after COVID? The space race, even though it wasn't a race, you know, how do y'all feel about that? As, you know, the millionaires went up in the air, one took his brother, and the lady who was trained to go into space but was denied because of her gender, and then the young man who had won a lottery, that's what it was, he had won a lottery and got to go. And then the week before, Sir Bronson went up, you know, this man to go up that way, so he went up there in the air, not over into space, but went up in the air. And anyway, so, you know, these people, they don't pay any taxes. And Mr. Horace was saying, say that. Hey, you know. But me, if I try to do that, I have to pay for the flight, which is $250,000. Then I have to pay taxes on that $250,000. They'd want to see that I really went up there. That's crazy. So anybody else have any remarks on the space race, Sharon?
Well, when they went up there, you don't know what's going to happen because, you know, we always going somewhere where we don't belong. And, you know, we can now the weather and anything could start to happen now. They done went up there twice, two of them trying to go up there. They didn't even wait 30 days apart. You don't know what's going to happen to this world with them people going up where they're not supposed to be. So I'm just going to sit back and wait and see what happens from these people going up there and coming back that quick and see if they don't change or start something happen. Just wait now.
Oh, you think they're going to mutate? You think these space aliens done,
you don't know, they
know,
be talking about aliens and stuff. I don't know what's going to happen to them people because I don't think they should have went up there in the first place. It's like they're always in the ocean and a shark biting their legs off. They be going places that they don't have no business being.
They didn't land in the ocean.
No, like they haven't now about changing the instead of saying that it's a shark attack, it's a shark encounter. Well, they shouldn't be out there in the first place dealing with those sharks. They shouldn't be up in the atmosphere dealing with God's world. They need to know how to stay home.
Just like the vaccine that was created to help people with COVID. You know, there are other things out there that we need to explore. And so God gave somebody the intelligence to put us out there into space so we could see what else is out there. Because there are aliens that live amongst us. We just don't know it.
Okay, they sure didn't take nobody black up there. They didn't take nobody
black. Well, not yet,
with
but I mean, they didn't take them on this trip. But Mae Jemison, she went up. Michael Anderson, he went up in the Columbia, and that's the one that blew up. So people have gone up. There's another gentleman, what's his name? Oh, shoot, Leland Melvin, he went up. He's been in the air. You don't see him coming back with a cyclops eye or any horns or anything. So, I mean, you know, God gives people the wisdom to explore. He's not just going to keep us here on Earth because there's planets out there that are undiscovered and now being discovered. So why not? I want to go. Shoot. I want to explore the final frontier. I want to be like Dr. Spock and Captain Kirk. Shoot. If it's out there to do, heck yeah. When we go on an airplane, what's the difference?
You
just go a little bit higher.
You need to get in one of them rides.
What's the difference?
Fairground. Where you think you're there.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. No. I can go on the airplane, but I can't do one of those rides. So don't ask me to do no Ferris wheel. But, I mean, God has given these people the technology to learn about what he has given us. So he's having you know, as explore the outer limits. What is wrong with that? I'm just mad. I'm not mad, but it's like, okay, a man goes up there, creates the little rocket or whatever to go into to the outer limits or just be to the limits, but yet he doesn't have to pay no taxes. But let a black man or an Asian man or a Hispanic man or somebody, you know, a Samoan man or somebody try and do that. We'd have to pay taxes. We'd have to do all kind of jump through hoops and everything else like that. So is it fair? Probably not. Is it philanthropist?
Well, I bet you the shit.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished. If he's a philanthropist, let everybody have a taste of the outer limits. Shoot, you got that many billions of dollars. Why not just do a whole big old, you know, bigger spaceship, rocket, whatever, and take a few more people? Hey, I want to be the Jetson. Why not? Now, what were you going to say?
That's okay.
I can't hear you
now.
Okay. Yeah. Anybody else want to comment on Miss Sinful? You want to comment? Mr. Bless, Mr. Horace? On the space race and going out there and, you know, exploring the outer limits? I got crickets out there now. Miss Sinful? Mr. Horace? Mr. Bless? Okay. But, yeah, but, I mean, you know, I'd love to go to the edge and do something and say I did it, get my little badge of honor, my little wings, and say that I, and not any chicken wings either, get my little wings saying, you know, I've been there. I would love to. Why not? You know, something different. Don't put me in no bungee cord or nothing like that, and don't put me on Ferris wheel. But I will take a rocket and go out to the limits of the space. But no, sir. No, sir. So that's where we are today. That is where we are today. So the next thing is voting rights. Ruka, I wanted to bring out that discussion. Do we have, I mean, I know that they say, like, we only have the right to vote for 100 years as a people, as a race. Okay, so that is another thing why people are trying so hard to, so that we don't get suppressed. Because, I mean, we have the rights. We have the, why are they be messing with us? Answer me that question. Can anybody answer that question? Please, please. Can somebody please answer that question? Karen? Anybody want to answer the question? Horace, you out there? Okay. I don't know if, all right. So I'm going to,
yeah, I was trying to figure out why no one else is coming through. I was trying to figure that out. They're there, but they're not coming through.
There, a lot of times they're listening and they're doing other things in the background, so they may be engaged in doing something else. So that's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay, unless they may have to call back in because they may be trying to talk to you, but, you know, we had that little glitch there where you dropped off, and so they, but I thought they all called back
and
in.
They called back. I know Horace called back in, and we were able to speak.
So I don't know why it's not working. It doesn't show that we're getting feed from them. So, but now, what was your question?
Okay. About voting rights. Why are they trying to suppress us? Because I know that they're trying to take our rights away again.
They want a Republican president, and they want Trump back. And they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that it's difficult for us to vote Democrat, so that that's why they're taking what they're taking away, because what they're taking away is in the minority area. It's easier for them to get access. I think they left where they can vote on Sundays, but they were trying to take going to vote after church, which is an old tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said, you know, no matter what they're going to end up with, because they're going to take them away. I mean, that's the whole ordeal for what they're talking about. They, and I know the Democrats don't want to take anything away, but they're gonna cut back. You know, money is short right now in their minds. So yeah, they're gonna take some of the things away about how we vote, and so then that means we're gonna have to step up, and we're gonna have to make sure that we get there. And we can do it. We did it before. We can do it. We done in history. We done walk miles to get to vote voting. So, you know, let's keep fighting for our rights. But if they do take it from us, let's make sure that they see it's not gonna, we're not gonna let it affect us. We're still gonna get to those polls, and we're still gonna vote for our rights, no matter what it takes to get in the back of the truck. And we have to rent a bus, and we have to use every church bus in the whole United States. We need to get us there. And it's not like we don't have the means. If we could, if Al Sharpton can fly everybody when somebody dies, when somebody's shot, oh, Al Sharpton, you can get on his plane. But you got to be dead to get on his plane. So let Al Sharpton fly people to the polls and do whatever he got to do. He can do him and T.D. Jakes and all of them people. They can get us there. They live in a house with 9 bathrooms. You know, who in the world needs 9 bathrooms?
Okay. All right. Our friend Joe from Montana, he's joined us for the evening. How are you doing, Joe?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad. Not bad. So I'm seeing good. That the title of the show is Thursday Night. Open mic for Thursday night. So I came on in to find out what.
Hold on. It's What Are Your Thoughts Thursday, and then I had an agenda. I had some topics that we were going over, and so. But you go ahead and do the open. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Well, that's already did already. But introduce who you are, where you're
calling
from.
You already did that already.
And I know. But I was just trying to be proper. But I thank you so much for calling in on What Are Your Thoughts on Thursday. We were talking about to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, talking about the new strain, and how should history of all cultures be taught? Would you like to work from home or go back to work after COVID, the space race, and voting rights? So, you know, you can take any of those topics and comment on all of them, some of them. If you'd like to talk about something else, that's perfectly fine as well.
Okay, fine. Well, you mentioned the space race. What about, I'm not up on the space race. What about it?
Okay, you know that Jeff Bezos took his brother Mark, I believe his name, and the lady Wally, who was, an astronaut, but she was denied going into space because of her gender. And then a young man, I think he was 18, his name, I don't remember his name, but he won the lottery to go up into space. And so they went to space, but yet these are billionaires, and they don't have to pay any taxes. So they get amenities or whatever you want to call it for being rich, but yet they don't pay any taxes. But yet the common person has to pay tax.
Okay, so the space race is about. All right. So yeah, I heard that he went up in the spacecraft with a rechargeable, a reusable booster, and I think the booster came down safely, so he can probably use it again. What I've always wondered about is how does Elon Musk have the authority to keep shooting up rockets into space? He's not affiliated with the government, but he keeps shooting up more rockets than he makes cars.
Thank you.
I'd like to know how he gets, how that happens.
Thank you.
So, yeah, well.
That was Sharon.
You know, I guess
comments.
It's
going to
be. Oh.
They're not NASA. All of a sudden, he could just shoot me. Just, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Yeah. Luckily, we haven't had an accident yet. But, yeah. So.
No, because it's no accident yet.
Right.
Thank you. No accident yet. So you don't know that woman could come back here. She's so excited. She old. She done went up in space, and you don't know if she's going to wake up the next morning.
That's right. Do you know how many objects are out there in space just flying around the Earth? You have any idea?
Billions of them.
Billions.
No, I mean man-made objects. Flying around, you know, satellites, stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
They have all kinds of satellites
6,000
out there.
Can you imagine that? 6,000 satellites and associate and whatever else is up there associated with satellites flying around the Earth. Now the Earth isn't all that big, and 6,000 of these objects, and we haven't heard, at least I haven't heard of any objects crashing. That means that they got Russian objects up there, Chinese, Italian, French, German, American. What's going to happen when one satellite crashes into the other? Who's going to take care of the damages? Who's in charge of making sure somebody does get damages? How is that all going to be arranged?
You know all these movies they make. Something's going to happen. You know, they don't make these movies from just sitting on the side of the bed just thinking, oh, Martha, I think I'll make a satellite and see if we can't put it into space. Oh, and hopefully it won't hit anybody. You know, we got rocks and stuff that are coming at us. We got, now, I don't know if those aliens or whatever, the little triangular things that people keep seeing out there. There's other life forms amongst us, I'm sure. But as far as, you know, do they keep these satellites on a leash, I guess is the question.
How? They're only up there by gravity.
What I'm saying is, okay, they know they're out there. They know how many are out there, but they're spread enough far apart that they shouldn't, quote unquote, run into each other. But if one comes, you know, ajar from its, quote unquote, leash, gravity leash, do they have the wherewithal to move it so that we don't have Star Wars in space? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And
you're
so
saying
how
that,
do they put them out
there? I don't
know,
6,000 of me. Yeah, well, 6,000 of me. And some of these aren't operable from what I understand. I mean, they can't be controlled. I think they're up there because they ran out of power or some kind of malfunction, and gravity is just keeping them circling the Earth. So those objects, I don't know how many of them are up there. I don't know how do you control them? If you have like a space shuttle or some satellite that's being controlled from the ground, and you have some sort of detection mechanism that'll let it become aware of other satellites coming next to it. Maybe you can move it away from the oncoming satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds good. But
and that's what I'm saying.
6,000. Yeah, but 6,000 of them. I don't know if we have enough room for 6,000. That's a lot of metal flying around the Earth.
Well,
and it's a lot of metal,
go ahead, Sam.
It's a lot of metal, and also, you know, like you said, some of them are just floating up there, and maybe that's why, you know, we're having the issues with weather and climate control and stuff like that. You know, they got stuff up there that they don't need to have up there.
Well, I don't know if it has anything to do with climate control.
I'm a Google-iter, whatever you call it. In 2021.
You're a Google-iter?
And this is just,
I never.
Googleiter, yeah.
How much did you get paid to be a Googleiter?
I don't know. Google-iter. During my shows, I try to Google so we can stay on top of things. But in 2021, almost 850 satellites have been launched as of the end of April, which is 66.25% of what was done in 2020. Okay. And so, Joe, you're saying that there are a total of how many you say are out there, 6,000-ish?
6,000 is what I read.
According to the Union of Concerned Scientists, the UCS, which records which keeps a record of the operational satellites, there are 6,452 satellites, out of which 3,372 satellites are active, 3,170 satellites are inactive as of January 1st, 2021. There are, however, according to the index of objects launched into outer space, which we never see, maintained by the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, there were 7,389 individual satellites in space at the end of 2021, an increase of 27.97 compared to 2020. So the database shows that since inception, 11,139 satellites have been launched, which out of which only 7,389 are in space. They either have burnt up or have entered Earth as some form of debris, like the Chinese Long March 5C rockets, which dived, to say, into the ocean, Indian Ocean. So, do they ever tell us when they're launching these bad boys? Don't we have to write something? Don't we have to agree? Or that's just the objects launched into outer space with the United Nations of Office of that's just crazy. But anyway, as you were saying, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, I like to know what are these 7,000 satellites that are still up there? They can't all be weather satellites, okay? You don't need all of those satellites to determine what the weather is, okay? Some of them, there have been secret missions where I've read that.
Of course.
The ships that look like the space shuttle been flying around the Earth for a year without coming down. These aren't satellites. These are like space shuttles. They look like space shuttles. They were secret. They were on a secret mission. And I think, they couldn't have been manned. If they were manned for a year, the guy would have gone nuts. Mm-hmm. So, but nobody knew what the payroll was, what the payload was. Nobody knew what the reason was. I like to know, tell me what the reasons are for these 7,000. How many of them are weather satellites? How many of them are spy satellites? And if they're not weather or spy satellites, then what? Then how do you categorize them? That's what I'd like to know.
Okay, my hand is up. Number of satellites and the main purpose. 1,832 satellites, main purpose communication. 906 satellites, Earth observation. 350 satellites, technology development and demonstration, 150 satellites, navigation and positioning, 104 satellites, space science and observation, 20 satellites, earth science, and 10 satellites, other purposes. The top 10 countries are dominating the satellite industry are USA, China, Russia, UK, Japan, India, European Space Agency, Canada, Germany, and Luxembourg. So that's what we are.
Well, that's what they say.
So this,
of course, if they are spy satellites, they're not going to tell us they're spy satellites. They're going to tell us they're there for other purposes or they're there for some sort of psychological reason. But I would venture to guess there are a hell of a lot more spy satellites up in space than what they're letting us know about.
Well, yeah, you can tell the hacking. Everybody with all these hacks, they got to be coming somewhere and through some type of a satellite for them to do what they're doing. Right.
That's cell phone.
What's coming
through the satellites and
the hacking that we're talking in the government, all the hacking that people are doing with
the
cyber
hacking. Oh,
the
hacking.
The cyber.
Okay.
Mm. The cyber hacking.
And
that
has to be going through some type of satellite up there for that to be happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about the Space Force that was supposedly initiated about a year or so ago? Where's that? What is that supposed to do?
What is it?
What is it?
The Space Force. Space Command or Space Force.
To explain more.
The Space
Force? That was initiated by Trump when he was in office. Yeah. It was. They never really got around to explaining it. But I'm presuming it's going to be like the Marines, only it's going to be done up in space. It's supposed to be, I'm presuming that it's a military function, that it's there to protect America from incoming missiles, possibly other satellites and other spaceships. So, like I said, I want to know what it's all about.
Okay, I'm a Googleiter. In January, the newly the U.S. Space Force advertised 35 jobs for its Pentagon offices. It received more than 5,700 apps. Okay, and so this is from the War Horse. So they're talking about, and there are lingering questions about how it may fight in the battlefield where a lot of effective fire automatically turns into friendly fire. But that's not what I wanted to figure out. Let me see. So the newest military branch, the Space Force, that's what it's called. On April 18th, 86 graduating cadets from the Air Force Academy won prize commissions directly into the new service, while Space Force recruiters were reportedly finding that they can choose among the best applicants across the Defense Department. The America's tiny sixth military branch is also attracting deep interest from the female service members and civilians, thanks to an effort to make it the most gender-balanced service. So it's basically the sixth branch of the military. So the sudden excitement is a far cry from the early public mockery of the Space Force name and the widespread confusion about the service purpose and how it might fight. So, I mean, I could read more, you know, during the break or whatever, but it's just another arm of the military of some sort, you know.
So now they're going to make space and battlefield.
Yes,
I thought there were treaties signed between China, Russia, and America, maybe some of the other allies, that you weren't supposed to do any kind of, you weren't supposed to exploit space for war. But of course, you know, everybody would sign it, and then as soon as they got back to their countries, the first thing they were going to do was start their own space force. You know, because anybody who can control space can control the Earth.
Right, right. And it's funny. It says, I think, and this is a comment from somebody by the name of Harrison. I think a lot of the public perception of the Space Force is embodied in the Netflix series with Steve Carell, where they think it's a joke, or they think it was Donald Trump's idea, or that it has something to do with NASA and space exploration and going to the moon, he says. All of that is incorrect. So somebody would have to delve deeper in to see, you know, read the whole thing to see exactly what it's all about. But, I mean, you know, it's always a fight to be the big dog in space and on Earth. And that's what I'm thinking it is. Who's going to be the checkmate? Who's the one who's going to lay down the king of the other opponents, basically, that's what I feel. You know, and they're trying to keep it on a low low, but not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. then they're going to use space as a battlefield. And you know the Russian already China has surpassed supposedly in the military arena. They have their battleships or their carriers or their destroyers, whichever. They can protect themselves against incoming missiles by that are fired at them by the United States. Supposedly they have very good protection, and they're using artificial intelligence to man their aircraft. Their aircraft can fly better than when they have human pilots in China. So that made the news a couple of weeks
and
ago. I'm a guy who likes artificial intelligence. Yeah.
And I want you to hold that thought right there, please. Joe, I'm going to do a couple of commercials, and we're going to be back with more of your comments. This is What Are Your Thoughts Thursday, and you all are more than welcome to call in at 845-241-9985. This is Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com.
Love lower than low prices? Then get more ways to save at Kroger, where you can find personalized coupons, weekly deals, and rewards like fuel points. All for prices that are lower than low. On food that's fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, so like, my neighbor is always trying to outdo me. I get a TV, she gets a bigger one. I go to the zoo, she goes to Africa. Little does she know, I started shopping at Walmart. I get electronics, food, clothes, and even my fave cosmetics. Who's a smart shopper now?
Where are you going today, Brittany?
Dad, start the car.
Woohoo! Savings and rollbacks happen every day on all your favorite products. Walmart, long live the smart shopper.
And both Kroger and Walmart can be found under the store section on doitallinthemall.com, where you could type in Walmart or Kroger and be taken directly to those sites. And the last one where she's talking about, you know, the rift between each other, that's basically what we are talking about in the space race. We have Joe from, Montana. I call him Montana Joe. On the line, as well as Sharon and Mr. Horace and Mr. Bless as well on the lines with us in the background. So we're talking about the space race and Space Force and so on and so forth. So that's where we are right now in our conversation. So as you were, Joe.
So you actually have two mainstream sponsors. You've got Kroger's and you've got Walmart.
Well, they're affiliated with Do It All in the Mall. So what happens when you shop through Do It All in the Mall and you go through Do It All in the Mall and then you click on the stores and you click in Walmart and you purchase something from Walmart or Kroger or any of the commercials that I played, we get a commission which goes comes to us, and we send it back into the community in different ways. And so that's why we do it Let's Do It Radio, because we're trying to have people shop through Do It All in the Mall while we're providing entertainment, so that, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't know they had Home Depot. Well, there's over 5,000 stores that you can shop from right at your fingertips. And so it's not that we're just playing these commercials and say, hey, you know, but we receive a commission from these stores when you shop through them. So say, for instance, you spend $100, we may get $5, $10, you know, it just depends on what shop for. So it goes back to an affiliate.
I was going to give you a compliment. I was going to say that I don't know of any Block Talk radio show that actually has any legitimate sponsors, any well-known branding sponsors.
Oh, see, that's just it.
But what's your time?
That's just it. That's just it. People don't know. And Sharon, who owns and operates Do It All in the Mall, has been doing this for 13 years. And so, you know, that's why we're trying to get out there more so that people can know who we are as Let's Do a Radio and Do It All in the Mall so that they can shop, so that we can help kids who may need a backpack, who may need a pair of shoes to go to school, who may need books, who may need something. So that's why we're here doing what we're doing, so that we can help those in our neighborhoods and in our communities and in our nation and in the world, because we are worldwide. We broadcast out of Washington State. I host out of Florida, but we are heard worldwide. So we do have, when you go into the stores under Do It All in the Mall, we do have an international section that people can shop from as well. So you, when you go to Do It All in the Mall and you see all the stores, there's a whole list of different, what do you want to call it, names like apparel. What else? We have apparel. We have
Different categories.
We have
merchandise.
Right, right. That, yes, that is under, like, Walmart could be under fabric. It can be under food and drinks. It can be under beauty. No, not yet. It can be under Afrocentric. It can be under everything. And so it's just not under stores. Okay, now you can jump in. I just had to finish my thought.
The main purpose that we're trying to get everybody to understand is that the more we sharpen the website, the more funds we have to go back into our community to do things that we need to do instead of marching and asking for our lives to matter. We need to take this website and make it be where we make our life matter. Instead of shopping in, like, for instance, if you go straight to Walmart and you don't go through Do It All in the Mall, you're giving all your money to Walmart. Nothing is feeding back into our community. But by shopping through Do It All in the Mall, we are, yes, you are right, and I thank you, because when we started this, we started with 5 stores. Walmart turned me down 3 times before they finally came in. And once they came in, that's pretty much how I got to the 5,000 and plus stores, because we do have Walmart, Macy's, Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, all your automotive, AutoZone. We have all your airlines that are in there now. And that was another difficult field to get, was the airline. So now we have that them in. So, yes, it took us a very long time. When they said no, I just kept going back at them, and I just didn't let them say no, basically. So, yes, I thank you for that, because I'm glad you noticed that we do have the major stores, but we're not just stores you don't, we have stores you don't know, because we do have the Black Afrocentric section, like Inez said. So that's pretty much what she says, pretty much what we're trying to do, for the compliment, because I worked hard at getting these stores. Very hard.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine, because I was in the sales and marketing field. It's hard to land the big accounts. You really have to have something to offer them. So when I heard that the commercials, I was wondering if they were sponsoring you, but from what you're telling me, Inez, you're actually doing a joint venture with them. They're in the mall,
in essence,
and you pick a commercial. Yeah, and you're picking a commercial that will let people know that they're in the
and
mall.
And promote them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Correct. Correct.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody
correct. That was correct.
On Blog Talk Radio though, ever get a sponsor that was you know, brand name. I think
that
maybe
large.
One,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, you know, yeah, even a brand name, you know,
thank
even
you,
one
Jim.
That large. Most of the time, most Black Talk Radio shows, they just pay for their, you know, they just pay Black Talk Radio and put the show on the air, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that if I were, I'm not on Black Talk Radio, even though I've hosted and co-hosted a number of shows, but if I were to have my own show, in which I would pay the price that Black Talk Radio wants me to, I would do it if I had sponsors. But if I don't have sponsors, I wouldn't do it. You know, because I don't need to pay people to hear me talk. I think I had enough people asking me to talk for them. to be either the co-host
well, you know, Joe,
or the
that's
host
what,
of the
that's
show.
What, that's what each person does when they come on the radio. They have their own show with Inez hosting it. And so, yes, when you hear other shows like Mr. Parks and Janet and the other shows that Inez brings to you guys, they that's what they do. They pay for their slot, and that's one thing I like about what they're doing. They're teaching us. They're trying to, as we're shopping, we're learning things. We're it's like the things that you talked about tonight.
Being educated.
Okay. Yeah, so we're getting educated as well as we're shopping and building our communities at the same time. So, yeah, if you want to be part of the radio, let us know.
Well, that means to pay to be part of the network. I don't do that, like I said.
Say that again.
Because, like I said, to be part of the network, that means I would pay to be part of the network, because you said people pay to be part of the network
for their slot. But they're paying.
It's like roughly $20 a month, which, you know, it's not like they're paying a lot of money. You know, we're here to keep our costs low, but get the education out or get the product out if you had a product. So we are pretty much one of the lowest radio stations that's out there that's more there to help, you know, take what you have that
right.
can benefit our community. You know, that's what we look for. How can we
right.
make a difference by having you part of the radio station? So it's not a lot of money coming out of your pocket, Joe. So if you would like to be a part of the radio station, we would love to have you.
Well, thanks. I'll think about it. Good luck. You know,
I don't have anything to sell. And you and Inez work really good together when you're talking. So, you know, I enjoy listening to you.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
He brings some flavor to the show.
You did. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Yeah. Well, I remember that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You say, don't send me nothing. I'll just call in.
I got enough from other shows. I don't want to have people keep calling, texting, and, you know, letting me know when the show's on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's perfectly fine. And I'm sorry for cutting you off, but you know where to find us, and you always seem to find us at the perfect time. You know, when you come on with the relationship shows, you come on, you know, just seemed like at the right time. And I appreciate you calling in, taking the time out of your schedule to even check in and see what we're doing and commenting and basically being, I'll say, kind of like the life of the show type of thing, because, you, like I said, you do add some different levels to what we're doing. And so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, by the way,
Thank you very much.
Next time you talk to Stephanie, you should tell, because I called up, I think it was the He Said, She Said show, something like that. And
we haven't done that yet.
She recognized. Oh, you haven't?
I did.
Okay.
Whatever the title of the show. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I call in, and I make a comment, and then afterwards she says, thank you, and then she puts me on mute. So I left. That doesn't encourage people to participate in the shows if you put them on mute. I had to learn that
because
co-host and host.
Well, and a lot of times we have all this background noise and don't know who it is, so I put everybody on mute because a lot of times we have that echo, or we'll have dogs barking, or we have other noise in the background. So I just put everybody on mute. So I'm sorry if you feel that I wasn't, you know, did that to you. But
well, I don't know if that was you, but
was
I called
like, okay.
in Stephanie. Yeah, Stephanie Lott.
It was me,
because
I would have been me.
It was you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it would have been you?
It would have been me,
so,
because
I
do the bat radio. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So that probably wasn't it. Probably wasn't me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that if you do that,
then
they will.
Uh-huh.
I won't forgive you, Inez. All right, I'm not going to forgive you.
Thank you.
I am. I'm a vindictive person, so no forgiveness. So all what I'm saying is
so
that,
vindictive.
Yeah.
I caught that, huh?
I'm a vindictive person.
You are so vindictive. You keep calling in. So vindictive.
I keep calling in. I am a vindictive. I keep calling in because I'm a vindictive.
You like my vindictiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to be a
we
victim
do
of vindictiveness.
You, Joe. That's funny. That's funny. But I do appreciate you calling in all the time. Because you know I acknowledge and say, hey, Joe, don't I say that?
Yeah, yeah. You've got my number down. You know it's me. So he said, hey, we have Joe from Montana. He's going to call in. He's calling in, and he will give us his perspective. Sure, you recognize me. Yeah.
Yeah, and I do, because I appreciate when you do. You're so funny.
No, thanks. Most times. Okay. Hey, I'm going to be vindictive now. All right. So, we were talking about the space race. And voting rights is an interesting issue, because people are saying that I think in Georgia – that the black community is being deprived of their voting rights because of the Republicans. And I ask myself, wait a minute, I think the Republicans, what they want to do is just strengthen up voter registration so that when people do vote, they can be identified, which would require a photo ID. And since most people already have a photo ID, I don't see what the big firestorm is about. Do you?
Okay. It started over 400 years ago when we were brought to this country as slaves, and they suppressed us then and had us in chains.
Oh, boy.
As I hear a click. No, it's some people just don't want to. Now I'm being for real. Some people just don't want to see other people get ahead. It doesn't matter what race or whatever it is. Yeah. Some people just don't want to see other people get ahead. And when Stacey Abrams, you know, brought all those people together in Georgia, it's like it was an eye-opener for the Republicans. It was like, well, dang, shoot, this one woman did this. Well, heck, we're going to put a stop to that because we don't want that to happen. You know, she may, get a coalition of black women and, in all the 50 states, and we're not going to win ever again, that type of thing. So I'm thinking they're trying to, quote unquote, suppress the fact that we got to be so strong in Georgia and won Georgia and the Warnock and the and we won those seats. Other than that, other people have come out in other states as well and in great numbers, but I think it was brought more to the forefront because Georgia turned blue instead of red. I think that is the major thing. And so they're trying to get everybody to stay red and not turn blue, period. D-T, P-E-R-I-D-T. And so they're trying to suppress whomever. It doesn't matter. You could be poor. You could be black. You could be white. You could be rich. You could be, well, not rich. You could be, destitute. But if you don't have the means of providing an ID, you can't vote. If you don't have your voter card, you can't vote. If you don't have the wherewithal to vote, you can't vote. So they're trying to take away the fact that, these people came out here with water. They came out here with food. They came out here to make sure that the people who were diabetics, who stood out there for 6, 7, 8 hours in a line, didn't fall out and die, and then you'd have death on your hands. So they were trying to make sure and ensure the health of the people who are voting so that they can continue their lives. But no, they're trying to say, oh, no, you can't have no water here. A cuss word, yes, we can. I have to take my medicine. You can't say, you can't tell me that I can't have water out here because I have to take my medicine. I have to drink water because I get migraines. You can't say I can't hydrate because I have migraines. How are you going to tell me and downplay my health? Oh, cuss word, no. I'm going to do what I need to do to survive so I can make sure that the vote goes. But they are trying to make sure that we don't vote because a lot of people are obese in the black community. A lot of people do have health issues in the black community. A lot of people do have can't get to the voting booth in the black community. A lot of people are, you know, probably waylaid like they used to do, you know, way back in the 50s and, you know, meet us at the place where they would beat us, meet us and beat us so that, you know, we couldn't sit at the counters, so that we couldn't do this, so that we couldn't have a place at the table. Well, honey, the tables have turned, and we're going to belly up to the table so that we can make sure that our children and our children's children and our children's children's children can talk about what Stacey Abrams did, they can talk about that there was a black president, that they can talk about there was a black vice president, so they can talk about there was a black minority leader, majority leader, whomever, whatever, wherever. We're going to make sure that we have a place at the table. May not be front and center, but we're getting the front and center. And that's all I have to say about that.
No, oh, yeah, that's
mic drop.
That's all you got?
At the moment. Come back. Come on, bro. Right. What you got to say? But no, that's what we always have to fight. We always have to go to the ring with boxing gloves because we always have to fight for a place. We shouldn't have to do that. We should have equal rights, but we do not have, we have unequal rights. And I'm going to write a poem about that one day. Unequal rights, because we don't. We are not seen as equals in a lot of people's eyes. The Pacific Islanders, the Native Americans, nobody, unless you're purebred, you are not equal in some people's eyes, which is not fair at all. We are all not descendants of this United States. We all came from somewhere except for the Native Americans. Did we not? The Native Americans, yes, they have casinos and they are noticed, but we were brought here. We didn't ask to come. Let us go back to where we came from. If it was France, because we got black French people, we got black Germans, we got, you know, black this and black that. Let us go back to where we came from. Don't hold us hostage, but give us our money that's due us from being brought over here to the United States. We are human.
Yeah, so,
it doesn't matter what color we are. It shouldn't matter. Well, we talked about that on under Mr. Park's show about reparations, 40 acres and a mule. You know, if like we were talking about earlier, Horace was speaking, and he said, hey, if, you know, if we can get our stimulus checks, how come we as people can't get our 40 acres and a mule? Or whatever mode of transportation they want to give us. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know,
so,
we have.
I know.
I'm not being vindictive.
I just want to know. Yeah, the hell you're not.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah,
that's
well,
my opinion.
Your opinion.
I mean, Sharon, I don't know if you have something you want to say,
shared.
But.
It's being shared by 95% of the black people on Block Talk Radio.
I want to have a nice discussion
yeah
about reparations.
That's what I love. Yeah,
come on, we can talk about it. Come on, bring it. Come on.
Okay,
come on.
Before we do, I
want to play a song and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about because it's open mic, so I want to thank you for bringing the topic of reparations from your perspective and your point of view. So let me play the song.
Okay.
And then we will come back. We're going to play Funkin' for Jamaica by Tom Brown, and then we're going to come back and see what Mr. Joe from Montana has to say. And during that time, please call in at 845-241-9985, or you can meet me in the chat room and talk in the chat room, or you can listen to and text me if you have my text number, or like I say, go to the chat room and, hey, speak to us. I'm gonna take the song out because we only have like about 8 minutes or 6 minutes now, I guess. I was so involved into what we were talking about, I didn't even pay attention to the time, so please forgive me. But what would you like to talk about on reparations?
Well, from what I understand about reparations is that blacks want all blacks in America to be paid some sort of money,
a stimulus
from
check, basically.
What their ancestors.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Right.
That what their ancestors, if their ancestors were slaves, even if they weren't. I don't think all black. It's about 34 million blacks in America. I don't know if all of them were descendants from slaves, but the way I'm hearing people talk, it's as though they want everybody who's black in America to be paid as a result of the slavery which happened back in and ended up in 1865. So,
okay,
I'd like to know, is that the gist of it, that they want to take the people who were not slaves, who may or may not be the descendants of slaves, to be paid by the government? Which means they're going to have to take money away from the white people who live today, whose ancestors probably were not slave owners, and they themselves definitely were not slave owners. So am I getting that the gist of the argument right?
Well, basically the gist of it, because you know what reparation means. It's the making of amends for a wrong one has done by paying money to or otherwise helping those who have been wronged. So we as a black community, black nation, black people felt that we were wrong because, you know, we weren't asked to be brought over on slave ships here and be demised, dehumanized, you know, otherwise, you know, castorized, whatever else. And so it's like, okay, so if my people were slaves, somebody needs to make up for the pain and suffering that was caused to my people who were slaves. So they were saying somewhere, let me see, 40 acres and a mule. You know me, I'm Google lighting. 40 acres and a mule. Okay, I'm Google lighting. So, see, what does the phrase 40 acres and a mule mean? The phrase that means it's invoked by the federal government's failure to redistribute land after the Civil War and the economic hardship that African Americans suffered. As a result, the order reserved coastal land in Georgia and South Carolina for black settlement, which each family would receive 40 acres. Okay, so whatever happened to that promise? Well, the long-term implications of this reversal is staggering. By some estimates, the value of 40 acres and a meal for 40,000 freed slaves would have been worth $640 billion today, and that was as of June 19, 2020. So, what's his name? Bob Johnson from Ebony, he thought it was like $14 trillion should be, we should be restituted for. So it's basically feeling that we've been wronged and we want to be righted and compensated for what was wronged. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, the definition of it certainly makes sense. I'm just asking about the logistics of it. Again, that means that the people who are living today, who may or may not have had grandparents or great-grandparents who were slaves, are to be given some sort of restitution, some kind of check, property, or whatever it may be from the government.
Something.
Something, huh? Okay, in order to make up for what the white people did over 100 years ago. And the white people who did it are no longer alive, and their descendants, their offspring, didn't have anything to do with it. But yet, it's going to have to come out of their pockets in order to go into the pockets of people who did not suffer slavery. That's the logistics of it, isn't it?
Okay, we got 90 seconds. You know what, Joe? We're going to save this topic. I want you to come back, and we're going to talk about this, because it's a wonderful topic, and Mr. Parks had talked about this, like I said before, and we need to talk about it. Uh-huh. It needs to be discussed amongst people, amongst the masses. I guess
that's
you
right.
Not the masses, but the masses. So, the lady's telling me we got about 60 seconds to. Before we're at the end, but I will make this as a topic for another show, and I don't know if you want me to remind you or whatever, but Joe, we're on
right,
tonight.
You know.
That's all I'm going to say. And then you know, because I mean, you know what I'm saying, so you may not know what I'm coming back on, but I would like for us to talk about that if you'd like.
Sure, I don't mind. And also, it does need to be talked about. Now, one side of the argument, your side of the argument, could be made that if a person can actually fall down because they tripped over a crack in the sidewalk and the city pays them a few hundred thousand dollars for a swollen ankle or some sort of injury that required them to go to the hospital, then masses of people should be paid reparations for the suffering that their ancestors did. Now, there can be good philosophical arguments on both sides of the question. But I would like to come back on that. But I hope that,
So whenever you have the show.
Hopefully we'll have.
Okay, I'll if I see the show, because I usually am looking around for shows to pop in and talk about politics, then I'll join the conversation.
Okay, I will appreciate that, and I won't bother you. I'll just, if I don't see that you've joined, I may say, Joe, tonight we're talking about reparations or whatever, because a lot of times, even other shows, we may talk about reparations, even if it's not the show that I'm hosting. So I would like for you to be part of that if possible.
Yeah, I would like to do it. I mean, I like to be there because I'm. I wouldn't even call in some of the shows that are talking about reparations because they would just hang up on me and say, "You don't understand what we've gone through," and of course they don't want to hear a point of view, which might point
what
out
you say is
that
make
maybe
me understand.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. No. And that's what I'm saying. Help me to understand, then I can help other people understand.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. I've gotten into discussions with people about what they would consider sensitive subjects about white supremacy and how the white man is keeping us down. And then when I get into nitty gritty, then it's, you don't understand. And then it's, mute him. So that's what
we'll talk about it. If it gets too crazy, I say, Joe, can you take it down about a couple of notches? But you're kind of enough to call
in. I don't even do that.
All right,
cool,
fine, sir.
Okay.
Yes, you have been wonderful. You have been wonderful, so I cannot argue that
point
at all.
I know I have, thank you.
Not at all. Oh, listen to you. Put them on mute, please. No, I'm just messing. So we do appreciate you calling in.
All right, so where do you think you're going to have it? Do you know what day? I'll look forward to it.
I do not know because a lot of times I won't say program, but people have their topics. And so I'm kind of like filling in hither and thither for something. So I'm just, that's why I just want to keep our, I won't say sessions, keep Let's Do It Radio kind of active
all right,
every night
what.
So that people will know
I'll
that.
I'll tell you what you do.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the show.
Okay.
Text me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a text for that. But
if
you don't mind, just that once, because like I say,
I already know because you're right. We've discussed it, so I already know. That's why I haven't bothered you anymore. So, because I know that you look and see what we're doing. So, but you may not know the topic. So, I will let you know. Hey, we're talking about reparations tonight. You know, would you please join us?
Okay.
Plain and simple.
All right. Okay. That'll be good.
All
yeah,
right. Thank
fun.
You. Thank
that'll
you. Thank
fun.
You. Fine, sir. Okay. All right.
Well, thank
and,
you
and
for having
if
the show.
Any...
If we're not muting
well,
him,
you.
Meaning me.
Not being vindictive.
Yeah.
I love
muting
you, Joe. That's all I
got to
say. I don't know if I can say that, but I'm saying I love you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. So until next time, Inez and Sharon, all right, be safe, and I'll talk to you.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. I appreciate you, fine sir. You have a good weekend. All right. Good night.
Good night.
DoItAllInTheMall.com. DoItAllInTheMall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on DoItAllInTheMall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more at doitallinthemall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall at doitallinthemall.com today.
And you just heard a commercial from Lee Alston, Late Night with Lee Alston, who created that commercial. We will be on the air with him tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. So please join us tomorrow at 845-241-9985 and listen to his show. And a penny for your thoughts, as today was What Are Your Thoughts Thursday. And this has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Sakura Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide out of Washington State, and I'm hosting out of Florida, and you have been listening to What Are Your Thoughts Thursday. We had some pretty good topics this evening, and you can find this program and all past episodes on demand through Lexia Radio, which is also found on the homepage. The banner is found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment all at your fingertips. It's just right there. You just go and you're in. And when you shop through the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, which goes back into your communities. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities where your money matters. So we want you to shop, shop, shop. And as Joe said tonight, we didn't know that we had such big players in the game of Do It All in the Mall with Walmart and Kroger are affiliates of ours. We are affiliates of theirs, and we get a commission. So we want you to make that difference nationwide by shopping for all of your purchases. And why not just make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters? There's no crowds. There's no lines. You can just sit right there in the comfort of your home and voila, shop. And you can just take a tour of the website, visit it, and just, like I said, shop, 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 shop until you drop. And donations are also welcome. You can do that by clicking the donation button on the homepage as well on doitallinthemall.com when you accept all major credit cards. And also, we have the Cash App link, and that's $ Do It All in the Mall. And we accept all donations. We're not shy, and we don't deny. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio. We Do It All in the Mall. What's Your Thoughts Thursday? And we just appreciate each and every one of you taking time out of your day. We've heard from South Carolina. We had listeners from Baltimore, Maryland. We have our resident Let's Do It Radio listener, Rhonda, from Maryland. We had Sharon from Washington, and we had Myrtle Beach also in the house for the evening. And we thank each and every, oh, and Joe from, excuse me, Montana Joe in the house as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening. Be safe. And please tune in tomorrow. Again, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And listen in for Late Night with Lee Alston, who does Gullah Soul music. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.